For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
So many openings. Let's start with the big one on stage at Chase,
Fiddler on the Roof. Gorgeous production. This is Bartlett Sher's Broadway production, now out on tour with its clever and rather powerful framing device of a tourist in a parka, a guidebook in a town. He unzips it and seemingly looking for his ancestors and finds one inside his parka. And then the gloriously beautiful musical. Very well cast. I thought that the Tevye is one of the best I've ever seen. It's Mr. Lazaroff from Israel playing the role. And the choreography. This was a freshening up of the original choreography, landmark choreography by the one and only Jerome Robbins. Here, both recreated by Christopher Evans and with some new choreography by Hofesh Schechter. Less geometric than Jerome Robbins, more elements of modern dance, but very fresh and immediate, and what incredible dancers.
Amen to that. Boy, these guys, they were up in the sky. But the greatest thing was the bottle dance. Five guys with real glass bottles on their heads.
And we know that they're real because one of them teetered and he caught it. Just adding to the drama, the best I've ever seen. That gliding across the floor and perfect balance, thrilling. And you know, you think, oh, Fiddler, that old thing again. And it was like, no, I left breathless and purged, crying. It was just beautiful.
Everything Bartlett Sher puts his hand to is completely new and fresh. Well, at the complete opposite end of suite, David Mamet. Lots of Mamet speak over at Road Less Travel, the new theater. This one, Speed the Plow, all about the kind of despicable characters who populate Hollywood. And David Mamet's one of them. So
he's one of them.
He writes with authority.
Well, the despicable characters who populate any office setting, really, any competitive environment. And wasn't that a thrilling night? It's the opening of the brand new theater. It is beautiful. They had a lovely party at the Hotel Lafayette. They explained only because they don't have their own liquor license yet. Although, I don't know if they had the capacity for that big party. And the production's very strong. We expected Matt Whitten to be strong. And Laura Barrieri is perfect as the secretary with aspirations. Mm-hmm. I was really delighted by Kevin Kennedy.
You too. That's what I've been telling people. Yeah. Don't get mesmerized by Matt Whitten. He's the first one you see, and
right.
You think, oh, that's where I should be concentrating. Don't be fooled.
Don't be fooled, because there's some moxie hidden up the sleeve of the man who's... This is the story of riding the coattails. It's one of those industries in which you ride the coattails of a very successful person and hope for the best and puts all of his eggs in that basket. And when the guy turns out not to be reliable, wow. And Kevin Kennedy playing that to the hilt, pulling out tricks we didn't know he had in his repertoire. Very, very strong performance.
Speed the Plow. Don't miss it. It's up through November 18th. And go check out the new theater while you're at it. Got over to Subversive Theater there on the third floor of the Great Arrow Building for Mother Jones in Heaven and Hell. I was absolutely delighted by Melissa Leventhal with Tim Gorig playing a bunch of utility roles. It's a musical, as you pointed out. Man, Melissa Leventhal, she's got some pipes. It was very, very moving. So while I was there watching Mother Jones in Heaven and Hell, you were in our nation's capital. Theater going.
I was. I went down to see the Shakespeare Theater production of Comedy of Errors, which is delightful. But while I was there, I could not resist seeing the pre-Broadway tryout of the musical Beetlejuice, based on the Warner Brothers movie.
With Michael Keaton.
Not on stage, of course.
It's great music by Danny Elfman.
It's really fun. And the opening of the show, I thought, oh my goodness, this is going to be perfect. Some work they need to do, but in the main, I thought it was really good. And it looks like a Tim Burton pop-up book. It's just and the girl playing the lead is astounding. There may be, if they have any sense, some cast changes previous to New York, but those two leads are perfect.
Well, we have five openings this week. Two last night, three tonight. This is insane. Just as you predicted, there are these waves.
Waves, yeah. So they're all open together.
Well, I'll just mention last night, Fool for Love, Sam Shepard, American Repertory, and also last night, The Three Musketeers, a conglomeration of five producing theaters in Buffalo, all getting together for this swashbuckling fantasy.
And A Doll's House Part II, a brilliant play, a huge hit on Broadway at the Cavanocchi Theater. People are confused by the title. They think that there's actually a Part One. There's no Part One.
It's A Doll's House.
Right. And Afterglow, a new play by S. Asher Gelman about two men in a marriage who decide to bring in a third person because that always works out so well. And that's at BUA.
And we'll talk about it next week. Sive over at the Irish Classical Theater. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.